Track three, and these are our headline stories. From the Mid-Devon, petition launch after collision. A petition launched calling for improved road safety on St Mary Church Road between Torquay and Newton Abbot has gathered almost 150 signatures in less than 24 hours. The change.org petition, started by Matt Redmond, who lives near the road, began following another accident along that stretch of road on Tuesday, when four people were injured in a three-car crash. Matt Redmond explained, "We deserve to travel without fear and without constantly worrying about the next accident." Over the past 18 months, St Mary Church Road has witnessed more than 20 accidents, including, sadly, a tragic fatality. This alarming statistic is a sobering indicator of how severe the situation is and highlights the urgency for a comprehensive review and strategic changes. Supporter Tracy Walton, who uses the road every day, said, "The speed limit needs to be seriously reduced, as I often tuck my wing mirror in on this road." Matt says he depends on the road for his daily commute, as he lives near the road. He said, "The road safety, or rather the lack of it, directly impacts my life and that of my family." His petition is calling for an in-depth review of current safety measures and a sustainable strategy to ensure a safer environment for all road users. He suggests this could include implementing stricter speed limits, improved street lighting, better signage, or even a redesign of specific accident-prone areas. He also said, "We understand that such changes may take time and resources, but the cost cannot be compared to the value of a human life. The changes we are demanding are not just necessary, but they are urgently needed to prevent more accidents and fatalities. Each signature on this petition means one more voice advocating for safer roads, one more stand taken for our community. We must ensure that the safety of all road users on St Mary Church Road becomes a priority."
Mermaids wade in for cancer awareness. The waters of the River Teen turned a rosy hue early last Friday morning, October the 18th, when a chorus of mermaids dressed in pink gathered to raise awareness of breast cancer. Tynmouth's Sirens of the Sea want to encourage everybody to check their bodies for changes in support of an inspirational member of their wild swimming group who was recently diagnosed with an advanced form of breast cancer. With the full moon still shining over the River Teen, the mermaids gathered for their morning dip and heard a first-hand account of breast cancer from 59-year-old Mary Miles, a theatre nurse from Tynmouth. Mary spoke candidly about her journey and her recent shock diagnosis of stage 4 metastatic breast cancer after she found a lump that had not appeared on her routine mammogram. Mary is keen to get the message out that while mammograms are useful diagnostic tools, they cannot be relied upon, and it is vital that we all get to know our bodies so that we can quickly spot changes and be proactive about our health. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Tynmouth Mermaids want to make sure as many women and men as possible know how to check their bodies for signs of breast cancer so they can catch the signs early. In 2022, 2.3 million women were diagnosed with breast cancer worldwide, and 60,000 of those were in the UK. While there's often an assumption that breast cancer is a disease that affects older women, around 400 men were also diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and contrary to belief, breast cancer can affect anyone at any age after puberty. In Mary's case, a routine mammogram did not show any abnormalities. She actually noticed a change in her breasts when she went for a fitting to buy a new bra. So she's keen to spread the message about how vital it is for everyone to get to know their bodies and get checked out if they notice any changes. Tynmouth Mermaids want to send out a message to give yourself some TLC. Touch your breasts, look for changes, and check anything new or unusual with a doctor. Please don't rely on a mammogram, Mary said. Please make sure you check yourself regularly. Grab life and get to know your bodies.
Funding for unique history of town dancing. Funding has been secured to create an oral history and community celebration about dancing in Dawlish. Memories of dancing in the heyday of the 1940s to 1960s seaside music scene are the focus of the new oral history project and community event that has been launched with government funding to the tune of £14,730 from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund. At the Hop will involve young people interviewing elderly people and care home residents in Dawlish to capture their experiences and anecdotes of the dance floor decades ago. The interviews will be developed into a 30-minute audio programme which will be made publicly available to schools, museums and libraries with the aim of enhancing community cohesion and understanding between the generations. At the Hop is being led by Dr. Tony Liddington, Senior Lecturer in the University of Exeter's Department of Communications, Drama and Film and Artistic Director of Local Arts Organisation Promenade Promotions, PromProm. He explained, "Dancing is a pastime most people have enjoyed in their youth, and the youthful experiences of care home residents today are from the 1940s to 60s. The aim is for these elderly residents to reflect on their experiences from when they would have been roughly the same age as their interviewers. PromProm is a pioneering organisation exploring heritage and popular performance with 20 years of experience delivering professionally run community projects. Recently, the team focused particularly on nurturing emerging local talent with projects such as this summer's Sunshine Follies Seaside Entertainment Training Programme funded by Arts Council England. With funding from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund through Teignbridge Arts Project, At the Hop will offer training for three aspiring creatives, enabling them to develop new skills in oral history techniques and audio technology, as well as guidance in the ethics and protocols around interviewing. During November, the trio will meet residents of two care homes as well as attendees of a luncheon group to gather audio clips of their stories and memories. They will then work with Tynmouth's Wandering Tiger Productions to edit a final piece. Dr. Liddington added, "The project aims to develop pride in place, encourage social cohesion and intergenerational relationships, improve employment opportunities for young people, and provide a celebration of the town in which we live. Following the COVID pandemic, which many young people shied away from district engagement with others, and this project aims to address this need. Such intergenerational engagement rarely occurs in Dawlish because local elderly folk don't often have the opportunity to meet younger adults. The finished recording will be launched at a celebratory community event in the Strand Centre, Dawlish, on Saturday, 25th of January. The event will be open and accessible to all and will feature dancing to live 1940s to 60s music. At the Hop has received £14,370 from the UK government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, which aims to improve pride in place and increase life chances investing in communities and place, supporting local business and people and skills."